How you doing, my friends? I am bringing you episode 449 here on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
All right, what's going on? What's going on, my friends? So I want to dive right into this, okay? So about a couple of days ago, I posted on my... Actually, at the time of this recording, it was probably a week or two ago. I posted on my social media a simple question, and this was on my Instagram and Facebook story. And so before I dive into that, if we're not connected on social, I want to engage and create more dialogue with you there. So Instagram is at AlexPardo25. Facebook is /AlexPardo15, I believe it is. So you can find me on Facebook. I'd love to connect with you. Let me know if you have any questions and or if I can help you or add value in any way. And the podcast is an extension of that. So in the Instagram story, you know, let me give you some context first, and let me kind of frame the episode here and the conversation that I'm about to have with you. I've had a lot more time to just think and take a step back and kind of just analyze and game plan and really ask myself thought-provoking questions. Where am I going? What do I want? How do I continue to grow? How do I impact others? How do I reach more people through this podcast platform? Questions like that. And one of the questions that came to me was, what is your metric for success? And initially, it kind of stumped me. Right. And I was thinking, and there was a bunch of things that popped in my head, and I was curious. And so I wanted to kind of do like a little bit of a test on my social media. And I wanted to get a sense for what were some of the answers or what were some of the things that were on people's minds as it related to, if you had to come up with one metric, right? As real estate investors and entrepreneurs, we know the importance of KPIs. You know, key performance indicators. We know that we can usually tell the health of a business based on the numbers, based on certain metrics, certain key performance indicators. So if it's all about mindset and personal development, and we understand that that's the foundation, right? Because without that, it doesn't matter, you know, how much you know in business, the X's and O's, the strategies, the execution. It all starts with having the right mindset, the right belief system, and working on yourself, right? We all know that the best investment you can make is in yourself. Nobody can ever take that away from you. Money will come and go. Time is here and then it's gone. But the best investment you can make is in yourself. I truly believe that. So if that, with prefacing this conversation with that, and if we have an agreement on that, then what's your metric for success? Think about that for a second. How would you know if you're successful or not? And I think that answer is going to vary from person to person. And while there might be some overlap from time to time, I don't believe there's a right or wrong, but I believe there's a right or wrong for you. And what I mean by that is that you have to get very, very clear on how you know if you're winning at the game of life. And notice I didn't say, what's your metric for success in business? I said, what's your metric for success? Right. And we all have different areas in our life. But if you were going to approach this from a more general standpoint and you were going to say, hey, how do I know if I'm successful? Right. If somebody asks you, are you successful? You're going to say yes, no, or I don't know. Right. You might get a little kind of stuck in the mud with the answer to that question. But if the answer is yes, how do you know that? And if I asked you, hey, are you successful? And you said yes, I'm either going to follow up with, how do you know that? Or why do you say yes? The answer to that question is going to be very, very revealing. And I think you need to really take some time to consider that question. So I just want to kind of plant that seed, plant the flag, as they say. And I want you to really take some time to think about, what is your metric for success? Now, when I posted that question on my Instagram story, I had several people that took the time to respond, which I'm very grateful for. And I appreciate you know, those people taking the time. I want to just highlight a handful or so of the responses that came in, because what I tried to do was take responses that were the kind of the common ground for many of the responses that I got, right? I got some things that were across the board, but there was a couple. If I had to take all the responses I got and kind of put them into two categories, these are the categories they fall into. So Leo, which actually happens to be somebody I went to high school with, he said, create as much passive income as possible so I can spend more time doing the things I love. So he's a friend of mine, and that was his answer to what's your metric for success. Create as much passive income as possible so I can spend more time doing the things I love. Right? Great answer. Again, there's no right or wrong here. There's only a right or wrong for you, right? Brett Iwanowitz, Flip for Freedom, great guy, part of our Ascend community. Cultivating loving relationships with my friends and family. It was the short version of his answer, right? Cultivating loving relationships with friends and family. David Roman, always just engaging, and I'm really grateful for you, David. Freedom to do whatever, whenever, and however. Okay, that was his metric for success. Nicholas replied, you know, very, very succinctly, net income slash profit, right? So for Nicholas, at this stage of the game for him, you know, the point he's at in his life, that's the key metric for success. It's money, right? How much money are you making? How profitable is he? And then there was a few others, right? A buddy of mine sent in something that I won't share on the podcast here, but you can only imagine, right? You always got to have a few of those friends in your corner. Use your imagination. Scott Speer, great guy, you know, self-storage investor. I mean, the guy's just living life on his terms. He's living his vision. Just closed on a big storage facility with another one of our Ascend members. He's part of our Ascend community. He said becoming financially free. And then he took it a step further and he said, it's about how many others I can help achieve their realistic definition of financial freedom, but only if they're willing to work, for it. So it was really interesting because when I got some of those responses and then I kind of thought about my response to that question, what I realized is that for me, that answer has evolved and it's changed depending on where I'm at, what season I'm at in life. Had you asked me that question in my 20s, put it this way, had you asked me that question in my late teens, it probably would have been, the answer may have involved the opposite sex, right? It may have involved just my social life, right? Put it that way. If you asked me that question in my 20s, it was probably more financially driven. And then if you ask me that question in my 30s, it was still financially driven, but it also had to do with starting a family and having children and being in a passionate relationship, et cetera. You know, so depending on where you are in your life, that answer can evolve. And so what I'd like for you to do is just consider that moving forward. I want you to ask yourself that question. I want you to write it down on a sheet of paper. And I don't want you to immediately answer, but I just want you to kind of sleep on it. And then the next day or several hours later, I want you to come back to it. And I'd like for you to ask yourself that question every single year. Because if you're not setting up your life, if you don't set up the game of life in order to win, and if you're not even crystal clear on what the definition for success is for you, what's the key metric, then how do you know if you're successful? How do you know if you're advancing and moving forward? Right? So it's, you know, for somebody like Nicholas, it's about money. So that if for you the metric for success is money, that's easy. How much money do you want to make, right? How much income, net income, how much profit do you want to be generating? That's very binary, right? It's black or white. You hit it or you didn't. Nicholas, what I would kind of challenge you, and again, that man, there's absolutely zero judgment or there's no right or wrong for you here. If that's your metric for success, that's fantastic. But I think what you may find and what I would like for you to consider is that once you hit that mark, it may be short-lived and you're going to set your sights on a new financial goal. And so if you agree with that, Nicholas, and you think that's the case, then it may be more empowering for you to consider a definition that's long lasting, right? Something that has, something that's not as short lived as, okay, I hit this financial goal. Now you're probably going to set your sights on a new goal. And then does that mean that you're no longer successful, right? Because now you've hit, now you've set a new goal. So consider that, you know, David Roman, freedom to do whatever I want, whenever I want, and however I want. So again, David, if I was to ask you, you know, are you successful? And right now you don't feel like you have the freedom to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and however you want. How does that make you feel? Right? I would challenge if that means that you're not successful. So, and by the way, I'm not suggesting that, you know, you, Nicholas, David, or anybody else that took the time to respond, for you to change your answer, because I keep saying this, there's not a right or wrong, but you have to be honest with yourself if that's the true answer for you. Right? And what I would challenge you to do, and what I'm hoping this podcast episode does, is get you to think about how you can reframe what success means to you, and set it up in a way that you're winning no matter what. And I'm not telling you to lie to yourself or cheat yourself out. If you want something, go get it. It's possible. I believe, you know, God wants us to live a life of abundance. And I believe anything that you want is out there. You have to have a vision. You have to have clarity. You have to have the right people in your corner. You have to have will, drive, and determination. And you have to go get it. And you have to go make it happen. And you have to be persistent. And you can't stop. Right? I truly believe all those things. But what I want you to do is set yourself up for success. Pun intended. Right? I want you to get clear on what the metric for success is for you, so that regardless of where you are, you're successful and you believe that. Because if you don't believe you're successful, it's going to be hard for you to become successful. In other words, I think you have to look internal for what's already there versus looking external. Okay, so, you know, for Leo, creating as much passive income as possible so I can spend more time doing the things I love. Well, Leo, I guess I would challenge you, how much passive income? If that's your definition for success, if that's the key metric, how much passive income, right? And then you got to really consider things like, okay, so if your answer is financial in nature, what if every other aspect of your life was to suffer? What if you hit that metric for success, but every other aspect of your life was suffering? Health, relationships, you know, that kind of thing. Would that still be your main metric for success? So how can you generalize your answer to that question so that it's all encompassing? Again, I just want to plant some seeds here with you, and I want you to consider this. And I don't want to continue to go too much deeper down the rabbit trail, because I'm hoping that, you know, you feel like I've gotten the point across, that I want you to set this up. I want you to really think about the answer, and I want you to set it up in a way that you believe you're successful. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, there's things you don't want. That doesn't mean that there's not room for improvement and growth. There's always going to be room for improvement and growth. But, you know, I really think about it, for me, if I had to put it as succinctly as possible, it would be happiness. If I absolutely had to answer that question for myself in one word or in a sentence, I would summarize it, and I would say happiness, right? I believe happiness is the ultimate ROI. So if I was really struggling financially, if my health was in the tank, if relationships were suffering, I couldn't be happy. I wouldn't consider myself successful, right? But if I was just happy, I'd consider myself successful. You know, at the end of the day, all the things we do is we want to provide for ourselves, for our family. We want time freedom. Money is a tool to enjoy and enjoy life and help others and do the things we want to do. At the end of the day, I think what people ultimately want, they want happiness. You know, they want joy. And that's not to say that you're always going to be happy. There's going to be challenges, you know, but it's about how you internalize those challenges and growing from those experiences. So anyway, and look, my answer may evolve, and it probably will evolve in the future, you know, but I think I've gotten to a point in my life where if I had to absolutely choose one word to answer that question, it would be happiness, you know, and I can add, that's very black and white for me. I can ask myself, am I happy? And the answer is yes or no. It's very simple to answer that question. So anyways, hopefully I wasn't rambling here. aside from reading the responses that came in from my IG story, I prefer to hop on the mic here and just kind of speak from the heart. Hopefully that comes through. And you can feel my sincerity and the genuineness that I'm coming to you with. And anyway, that's what I'll leave you with today. Think about that question, palm down, come back to it in a while and see what comes for you, and then just kind of play with it. You know, and I think you'll find that at different stages in your life, the answer to that question may change. So, my friends, I appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. If you're not subscribed on Apple Podcasts, make sure that you are. And if you've enjoyed this, share this episode with a friend, tag me on it, and let's start a conversation. Greatly appreciate you. I will talk to you soon. Have a great one. Take care. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.